The stag, this is retreating on Marguerite Anderson. Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Marguerite Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Marguerite Anderson. Date of birth is 4/18/42. And date of birth is 7/26/24. Please make a copy for Natalie Ingersky. Natalie, N-A-T-A-L-I. Ingersky, I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending Marguerite Anderson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a ...82-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, was admitted to the hospital in March this year for an episode of bronchitis and pneumonia. The patient was seen in the ER for shortness of breath and a CTA done on on admission showed no acute abnormalities, but showed bronchial wall thickening and a stable 5 millimeter ground glass nodule in the irritable lobe and a small left thyroid nodule. She was treated with bronchodilators and antibiotics and steroids. The patient did not require home oxygen. She is presently having no significant shortness of breath. And she does complain of leg edema, but no calf muscle pains. She has been using albuterol with the nebulizer as needed, and also on metformin for diabetes. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included the history of recurrent exacerbations of COPD, prior history of hypertension, and history of diabetes mellitus, and history for glaucoma. Next paragraph. Medication list included aspirin 1 daily, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, lovastatin 20 milligrams half tablet daily, and losartan 50 milligrams a day, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, and Cosop eye drops. Next paragraph. have sufficient smoked one pack per day for over 60 years. Alcohol use none. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of prostate cancer, mother died of heart disease. Next, system review: patient has had no weight loss. She had weight loss and some fatigue. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has loose stools, denies any abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has easy bruising and some joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has numbness at the extremities, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Denies depression, no anxiety. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female has no acute distress, no pallocyanosis, icterus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 85, respiration 18 attempts 97.6, weight is 98 pounds, saturation 99. HE&E announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And there are occasional wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles. The absence is irregular, so no nesto, no murmur, no astri. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild peripheral edema with no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflex of the one plus with no gross motor assets. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Breast number one. COPD with emphysema. Number two is history of diabetes. Number three, hypertension. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Bash number one. Oh, I'm sorry. Continuing the impression. Hypertension and peripheral neuropathy. And number four is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. So we'll use Trilogy. Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. A complete PFT with bronchodilator study was ordered. She will continue with the nebulized albuterol solution as needed. And advised to come in for a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. She will need a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Natalie Ingerski. INGERSKI APRN. Thank you, Stark D'Souza.